Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Tim Lust, Executive Director of the National Sorghum Producers Association, discusses the current economics of the U.S. sorghum industry.
Obviously, prices from a historical level are still pretty strong. As we mentioned, cost of production, though, has certainly gone up. So, you know, have to weigh those against each other. From a demand standpoint, we had such a small crop last year that every ounce of our crop, last year's crop, is going to be sold and the bins are going to be swept out. And, you know, really just starting to see some new crop sales for export. As we know, we have bushels in South Texas that are going to be available for export. So we've been able to see some new crop sales come on from the export market there and feel like that South Texas crop will move quickly into the export market. Really, you know, have to wait a little bit to where we know, you know, a little better idea of what bushels we have available in the, you know, main sorghum growing belts.
Solid demand remains. However, Lust says supply is an issue.
I would say whether it is domestic ethanol or exports, we still have solid demand. And, you know, the only thing that may not make that show up as much as normal is we just had such a low crop last year and so little supply that it's hard to sell what you don't have.
For reference, China is the top U.S. sorghum importer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.